Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, right here in Studio E, to our great radio station affiliates all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol agents, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe tonight. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, a special shout-out to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, our men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS, and, of course, not to be forgotten about, our bulk mail center drivers hauling the mail to the bulk mail centers and then taking it to the post office for delivery in the morning. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and hauling the diesel and hauling the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And we've got our Amazon warehouse people as well listening. And we've got our Amazon drivers out there all across the country listening to us, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. All one word, Captain's America. And don't forget our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out and see all the great things we've got over there, including a direct link to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on the phone line from California.
All right, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Are you immersed in the weather?
We are waiting it here in Southern California, yes.
All right, well, it's north of me and it's up the East Coast, and there's a lot of snow tonight. Big old nor'easter brewing in, kicking in up in the northeast. So movement is trudging along, if you will. It's going to be an interesting night on the radio, and we're going to have a lot to talk about roadwise. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, today is Tuesday. And what's that mean?
It means Mission Barbecue.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And you never know who's going to show up. We have people from every walk and step of life, retirees, police officers, military, firefighters, truck drivers. As a matter of fact, we have one of our bulk mail center drivers who the last several weeks has shown up there because he's gotten his route done sooner rather than later, and he stops by and has lunch with us.
Very cool indeed, yeah.
Yep. So there you go. We've had some other people in there, too. And then again, like I say, you never know what's going on. I know Patrick Hyland will be there today, so folks can stop by and say howdy to him. And, of course, he'll be there to answer any questions about your insurance needs. If you have any questions, he'd be happy to answer them. Well, you know, starting out with a story that's going to catch your attention, I guess we got to keep going with the bank stuff, because Joe Biden is scrambling, and I mean scrambling, to avert a major banking crisis and to avoid the dreaded word bailout. He's trying to refer to this dilemma he's got with these banks, and another one, by the way, bit the dust yesterday that hadn't even been mentioned before. But anyway, he's trying to avoid all these mentions by not using the word bailout, because, oh, well, the American people aren't going to pay to bail the banks out. No, it's when we take care of money, the taxes and the insurance and all that they have to pay the banks. Does he think we're stupid?
Well, I think in a word, yes, he does think that we're stupid, or at least we're not going to simply ask any more questions, because the message they want to have, Captain, obviously, is that there's nothing to see here. This is a kind of a one and done type of thing. These are isolated incidents, and it's not the banking system is safe. But here's the thing that's very, very interesting, because you mentioned the word bailout. They're not traditionally bailing out the bank, but they are certainly going to use funds in order to make the depositors whole, even above the $250,000 limit, to which Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank fame, he's a venture capitalist himself, right? He's criticizing the Biden administration for what he calls effectively nationalizing the bank system, taking away all risk out of these investments, and that is almost the equivalent of the bailout, it would seem to me.
Well, there was another bank that crashed yesterday, and it happened after we went off the air. First Republic Bank, their shares, the stock crashed, so they effectively went into the hole and are in the same position as the CVB.
Oh, that's right, the SVB Bank. This can be a crisis of confidence as we go through this week, yes.
Yeah, so we had another bank. Nobody talked about it. Matter of fact, I didn't hear anybody talking about it last night on the Talking Head shows that I was watching, and that did, in fact, happen. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a beautiful day in the neighborhood, at least where I'm at. I hope it will be where you're at, too. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Tuesday morning edition. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take every day in the morning with my breakfast without fail. I take it for one simple reason. It works. And if you've got pain, if you've got swelling issues, if you've got problems that just won't go away when it comes to aches, this is a product that will help you. It's a product that will give you some good satisfaction, good relief of the pain that you're in. Because after all, pain is usually caused by inflammation. And Relief Factor will go right after the inflammation that's causing the problem that you're having. Now, the great thing about all of this is it happens to be drug-free, 100% drug-free. There are no drugs in this product whatsoever. And because of what's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it goes right straight to the source of the problem that you've got by attacking the inflammation, which is what causes the pain and the swelling, and it will eliminate it sooner rather than later. Certainly make it more comfortable for you if it doesn't get rid of it altogether. So what do you got to lose but pain, folks? Go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you can try the three-week quick start. Because, like Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 on the three-week quick start. Well, Mr. Kyle, what on earth are we going to do now with this horrible mess that we seem to keep making worse and worse and worse when it comes to the banks? And, you know, Buttigieg was one thing watching that, right?
Yeah.
Now, Biden came out yesterday talking about the collapsed banks that have collapsed so far, and I told you about another one that collapsed that we didn't know about till after we went off the air. But he says, don't worry, folks, your deposits will be there.
That's right. I mean, the whole point of that message is to try to stave off that crisis of confidence that that the American the American voter, the American depositor is going to be worried about. In fact, Captain, we're still seeing even at this hour that banking stocks around the world are still taking huge hits because of the reverberations of the Silicon Valley Bank collapse. And then also, you've got another aspect to this, and that is going to be the interest rate hike, which they were purportedly going to do another 25 basis point hike this week. But, of course, there are many who would think, okay, maybe now is not a good time to actually go do that. But I would think they're going to go ahead and do it anyway. And these higher interest rates, of course, are a contributing factor to the problems that SVB Bank was having to begin with. So talk about squelching enthusiasm and the outlook. Raising interest rates at this time may not be the best thing to do.
Well, the federal government on Sunday took action to make sure depositors will have access to their funds following the sudden collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank. Meanwhile, SVB became the largest bank to fail since 2008 after spook customers rushed to withdraw cash it didn't have. Now, Signature Bank, which catered to the cryptocurrency investors, was shuttered on Sunday. And the other thing that went on, which was pretty obvious, and we heard about it from some people, they put in more money into that bank than was guaranteed by the FDIC. It only covers you up to $250,000, correct?
That's right. That's right. And I believe part of this problem, too, was that, from what I understand, is that in order to obtain various loans from that bank, you had to deposit your funds in that bank, which you're right, puts in a lack of diversity of where you put your money. Because of the idea that some bank may go under, it may be mismanaged, but you don't have all your eggs in one basket. It's a classic, classic analogy.
But then we had another smaller bank, is similar to what we're talking about here, that decided to go under and crash yesterday. Their stocks crashed. First Republic Bank. So there's another one. Now that's one, two, three. That's four banks in a week.
That's right. So how do you go out and tell the American people that there's nothing to see here? And don't worry, all the money's just going to be there, and it's not somehow funded by the taxpayer. I can't imagine. How do you slice this so it doesn't come up that the American taxpayer doesn't ultimately bear the
burden? I've been through this before with First Priority. I told you about that bank, and that was a bank that I personally had experience with. I didn't lose a dime because I didn't have more than the amount that was insured in the bank. As a matter of fact, I didn't have a lot of money in it at all compared to what some people did. I actually had sold a vehicle, and I had the money from that vehicle sitting in an account because I was going to use it to buy another vehicle. Well, all that did was speed me up in my process because I took the money out, walked across the street, put it in another major bank there. That was a bank that was not having trouble of any type. And I went around and I bought the vehicle that I needed to have. So there you go. And I paid cash for it. So I felt really good about that. Now, both the banks we're talking about here that we just mentioned failed because they were too reliant on the tech industry and struggled to raise operating funds amidst the higher interest rates. That seems to be the downfall so far, right?
Well, that's right, because especially interest rates now compared to what they were back when they probably bought a lot of the treasury bonds that they would have invested in. You're right.
So I would not think they would even want to talk about raising interest rates or being supportive of it because that got them in the problem to begin with.
Well, you're right. And I think that they're also trying to maintain this idea of what they call, quote, fighting inflation, unquote, and bringing pain upon the American consumer, basically, and the American economy to drive down the prices and fight the inflation monster. But, Captain, we had almost zero inflation just a couple of short years ago. Interest rates were almost non-existent by comparison.
And who was the president?
Well, of course, it was Donald Trump.
Right. And then people are reluctant to want to elect that guy again and go back to where we were because he'd get us there sooner rather than later.
Well, this is one of those things I like to mention a lot, and that is how things change and what the world may look like when you start getting closer to the election. 2 months ago, you might say, well, maybe Donald Trump doesn't really have a prayer at this point, only because, people may want to have they may want a different candidate. But with something like this happening, people do look back and they say, look, this guy had things going pretty good. I had a good job. I was able to pay for things. I could buy a home. I could borrow money, and we didn't go to bed at night thinking, what's the next bank that's going to fail? That's very powerful, I think, Captain, in the way the American voter may look at things.
Well, while the failures raised panic in the tech world, a widespread financial meltdown appears unlikely, thank God. But to prevent further crises, Democrats are now calling for tightening restrictions, weakened during the Trump administration, which, by the way, the Democrats are blaming for all of this, as you know, on small and medium-sized banks. And what they did was they opened it up to make it more competitive for the smaller banks to compete with the big boys.
Well, right. But now as we see a flight to these larger, much larger banks, that's still going to concentrate a lot of the wealth or a lot of the money into those places, and the regulations are going to go through the roof. You watch. It's not going to get easier. It's going to get much more difficult.
Well, I agree with you, but then again, that's not the answer. In my opinion.
No. And then also, of course, this notion about trying to make payrolls and so forth. Now you have people that have money in the SVB bank, for example, and they were concerned about making payroll in the next, week or two or next couple of cycles. And now at the very least, they are breathing easier. But what happens when the next one goes down? Because you mentioned the $250,000 limit.
Right.
Well, that's most people are going to, not have more than $250,000 in their bank account. But corporations and big investment groups are going to have much more than that. And that's why they do have to diversify. But we're not talking about cutting off of that $250,000 limit. Like, for example, as I understand it, if you have $30 million in the bank, you're going to get $30 million back. Yes. And so it's almost unprecedented for that kind of coverage.
Yeah. And, of course, Barney Frank is the co-sponsor of a historic Wall Street reform legislation back in 2010 when the collapse of two banks caused some things to happen. So he's in the middle of all this. He's on the board of directors of a bank in New York City. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And it is definitely a beautiful day in the neighborhood where I'm at, and I certainly hope it is where you're at. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. The White House is promising there will be no bailout for the banks. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says U.S. taxpayers are not on the hook.
The funds are from fees on banks and not taxpayers, so this is very different than what we saw in 2008.
President Biden did say, however, the investors of SVB won't be protected and the management of that bank will be fired. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is out of the hospital. He was released today after being treated for a concussion and minor rib fracture. McConnell tripped and fell last week during a private dinner at a Washington, D.C. hotel. The 81-year-old will now go through physical therapy at an inpatient rehab facility. Former New York Yankee Joe Pepitone is dead at the age of 82. The Brooklyn native and all-star spent his first 8 big league seasons as a Yankee. In a statement, the team said Pepitone's playful and charismatic personality and on-field contributions made him a favorite of Yankee fans. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. We will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, you heard me talk about Mike Lindell for quite a while here on the program. And, of course, I've got a lot of his products. Kyle does, too. A number of you listening do as well. The big product right now, the big product change, has been the MyPillow. Because now they've got a different type of pillow, which keeps... It's cool. How about that? I'll use this expression. Keeps it cool all night long. You know how some of the pillows warm up a little bit and you get a little perspiration, warms you up, and sometimes it disturbs your sleep and, you know, you have to kind of flip the pillow over, this, that, and the other. Well, not anymore. I don't know how he did it or what he did, but I've got two of these new pillows. It's called MyPillow 2.0, and they definitely keep you dry, high and dry. I'm going to use that word, high and dry all night long. Now, you buy one, get one free for a limited time. It's going to stop here fairly soon. So if you want to go over to MyPillow.com and take a look at the specials on the Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code CAPTAIN, buy one, get one. Yep, buy one, get one. Pick the size pillow that you want and go from there. And a lot of you have been doing that. I've been seeing that, you know, where you've been making comments and been buying the pillows and how happy you are and all that. And I'm glad to be a part of that, a little part of that. But you also can get over there and there's besides the pillows, you got the towels, you got the blankets, you got the sheets, you got the slippers, you got the pajamas, you got other things there too that you can partake in and save yourself some money in the process, because the savings right now are anywhere from 50 to 60 to 70 to 80 to 90%. That's the savings that you'll get. Again, mypillow.com, and when you land on that page, look for the Radio Listener Specials page link. It looks like a door that you open up, Radio Listener Specials page. And when you get there, first thing it's going to ask you for is a promo code. Promo code will always be the word Captain. Captain. Use that, get yourself into the website, and away you go, and shop till you drop. And I'd be willing to bet you, you're going to have a good time, you're going to save some money, and you're going to find some things there that, besides saving money, you're going to wish you had have acted on sooner. So, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, promo code Captain, and if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What else are you going to get from MyPillow here in the not-too-distant future? Anything you want to tell us about?
Well, you know, I think we're going to look at getting some more of those towels. You know, we love them so much. I got to tell you, they really are the real deal. So I think we're going to need some more here pretty soon.
And since you're a slipper guy, and maybe your kids are too, $25 on those slippers.
That is not bad at all. In
nope.
fact, yeah, run, don't walk to MyPillow.com.
That's over $100 savings.
It really, really is. And your feet will thank you because they're going to be toasty warm, just like mine are at this very moment.
I knew you were going to say that. You're sitting there with your feet propped up there, and you got the little old, it's like you got a pocket toaster going on there. But no, those are good slippers. I haven't worn mine into the studio yet, but I one of these times I'm going to.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things about them, too. You can actually wear them if you went somewhere. Absolutely.
Yeah, dress slippers.
Only the best. That's right.
Well, you know, Dems want to have Dems stop piling on each other and piling on to Kamala and piling on to some of the other candidates to show that they have party unity.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be hard to achieve. At least the appearance thereof they're trying to do. In fact, I think it was Anna Navarro on The View, and she's making news on Monday, Monday, talking about the idea that, no, Kamala Harris is going to be the VP and Joe Biden's going to be the president, and everybody's just got to stop, you know, trying to second-guess this whole thing. And that tells me a lot, Captain. It tells me that I think Dems are very, very worried that the perception is going to be that the party's not really unified. Everybody's waiting around to see if Joe Biden's really going to, you know, pull the lever here and say that he really is running for president. And then, but even if that's the case, a lot of people are saying, well, maybe you don't need to bring Kamala along this time. And that's causing some consternation.
I'll tell you what, when they get to the primaries, which will be sooner rather than later, and Joe is running, and Kamala's running, they're going to do everything they can to shame the hell out of them so that they suddenly don't have anybody to support them.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that they might have thought that Joe Biden was just going to go gently into that good night, basically, of his political career and say, okay, I've accomplished what I want to accomplish. And
he might if he falls down the stairs of Air Force One again.
Well, but he's demonstrating, unfortunately, that he is suffering, and it's from these various ailments, and they're adding up, and I think people are starting to really perceive that. But yes, I think that if the party wants to appear as though it's moving ahead in with one accord, but they really do want somebody else to run, and they don't want it to be Biden, and they don't want it to be Kamala Harris. They want it to be somebody else. Maybe Gavin Newsom, maybe so, but either way, I don't think that they want to mount the same kind of campaign as they did in 2020. And because they also can't keep Joe Biden in the basement. Is he going to crisscross the country, Captain, in Air Force One, and go at this breakneck pace? of a presidential campaign, I don't see it happening.
I would say it would be him, and then it would be Kamala, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, taking turns.
Yeah, but Kamala Harris has also demonstrated, number one, that she's terrible at campaigning, and that she's also terrible at being the vice president. You know, just briefly, Captain.
You can't tell her that.
Well, of course not. Well, she'll just laugh at you, I'm pretty sure, and then show you a Venn diagram as to why she's amazing. But basically, she had these opportunities to really demonstrate some real leadership and metaphorically, you know, roll up her sleeves and get in there and do the job and prove everybody wrong. And she just never did that. She never actually launched in this whole thing.
Right. And we're talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do, to start the show out every night, six nights a week here. And we appreciate Kyle very much. And, Kyle, you got your own little fan club there now.
Well, I appreciate that. It makes me feel very good.
Yeah, you got people talking to you and sending me messages, but, you know, they can send them to you, too.
Well, that's exactly right. Yes. Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, and you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com. Send me a direct message.
Now, it should be pointed out that the United States right now militarily has a priority, and that priority is to make as much ammunition as they possibly can, because we keep giving out ammo to the Ukraine and other countries that are using it faster than we can. And the Defense Department is going to ask for another $76.8 billion for the Navy and the Marines, with $32.8 billion in new ship construction. $61 billion will be asked for by the Air Force, which includes the U.S. Space Force, and $24.4 billion for the Army, according to the official P-1 summary document, which was published 2 days ago, and I've got a copy of it here in front of me.
Well, I don't doubt it. I mean, we're watching China, for example, on the rise. We're watching their Navy, and I believe it has eclipsed the United States Navy.
Oh, yes, it has.
Navy in the world. Exactly. These things matter. It is something that we have to be very, very aware of. And you're right. If you ship out all your ammunition and send it to Ukraine, for example, yeah, you can't get rid of it and not have a new stockpile of your own, in order to, it's like getting rid of oil out of the SPR. It just doesn't make any sense unless you find a way to put it back, which, by the way, they're not really finding a good way to put it back.
Well, today is the day that we bring in Colonel Wright, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we're going to talk about a lot of this because we got numbers and we got itemized. It's kind of like an itemized list here right now that we've got of a bunch of stuff that we're going to take a look at, and we'll talk that over with the Colonel. But in the meantime, we got to go to break. I'm going to put you on hold there, Kyle, and folks, you'll be coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch with a Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. Weather around the country coming up next.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newman with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
and a doctor, tell me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Boy, I remember that one, Kyle. And, you know, that's where they the girls first appeared, all dressed alike with the hairdos and all that stuff and with the guitars and whatnot.
Well, it's the late, great Robert Palmer. Yeah, I think later on with Addicted to Love, I think, is kind of when that all started. But
yeah, but it's in this video.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, very cool, very cool. Yeah, well, he was a rocker, you know, from way back. And
oh, yeah.
Went on and he worked with Power Station from some of the guys from Duran Duran at the time,
Glenn
I think.
Yeah, Glenn Frey, too.
Yeah, I believe so.
Miami Vice.
Yeah, but Robert Palmer was definitely one of the best, and he taken away too young. That's for sure.
Yes, yes, and yes. Well, let's take a peek here. I'm going to look out west real quick here. We do have some mountain snow. It's moved over into Montana and Idaho and parts of Wyoming, parts of Colorado. Then we got a big gap, and then we've got a mess. We have got a real mess in the northeastern part of the United States with what's called the nor'easter. And then we've got an area of extremely cold weather across the southeast with freeze and frost warnings tonight. We'll tell you all about it after Kyle tells you what's going on out there in California IA.
Well, Captain, of course, California was just picking up the pieces from the last atmospheric river to come through, only now to be slammed with another one. Right now, primarily, of course, in Northern California, Southern California is going to see some heavy rain throughout today on Tuesday, but I think it's going to be a far cry from what our friends up in Central and Northern California are going to be looking at. In fact, in Monterey County, where Salinas is, the Salinas River could flood and could cut some people off from there, so people are trying to prepare for that. Right now, I believe some 30 million people across California are under some kind of flood alert. And, of course, we've had all kinds of rain. We've still got the snow. We've got the rain coming down on top of the snow in some cases. In other words, it's just a real recipe for disaster. So all throughout California, including Los Angeles counties right now, aerial flood watches, winter storm watches, of course, as we get further north. Right now, let's see, checking the radar map here, it looks like if you're coming out of Reno, heading towards Truckee, you're going to be looking at some snow as well, especially by the time you get to Soda Springs. Right now on the radar map, that's what it's showing. Lots and lots of rain all around Sacramento, down through Stockton, Merced, up to Redding. Now, this, of course, is going to impact Interstate 5 as well. So be careful out there as this atmospheric river once again comes in to the West Coast. For our friends up in Montana tonight, as you were just mentioning, Captain, looks like just south of Missoula near Stevensville, we got rain and snow maybe approaching there from the west. Up in northern Idaho, coming down I-90 near Coeur d'Alene, you want to be careful, of course, if you're up on 4th of July Pass. There's snow all around in that area. We've got snow in southern Idaho. This is near Twin Falls. Rain and sleet near Boise. That's what we're seeing on the radar maps. And, of course, we're looking at winter storm watches in western Colorado coming out I-70. Winter weather advisories and storm warnings all the way coming up from St. George in southern Utah all the way up towards Logan. So more next hour, and be careful out there.
All right. We got a big, big, big mess. Cold weather, very cold weather, bone-chilling cold across the middle part of the south. If you're on I-40 and you're coming across Arkansas, over into Tennessee, over into the mountains of North Carolina, Virginia, South Carolina. If you're down on I-20 and you're coming across through the northern part of Mississippi or Alabama or Georgia, and over into South Carolina, you've got some very cold temperatures, sub-freezing temperatures. You've also got a lot of frost through there as well. Got a bunch of wind off the Gulf down below from Big Bend all the way down to Brownsville, Texas, so be advised of that. Now, here we go, where the rubber's going to meet the road tonight. We have a winter storm warning for a bunch of snow. Western New York, straight across I-90, all the way to Boston, no in-betweens. All the way to the Canadian line, no in-betweens. On down into the northeastern part of Pennsylvania to include Wilkes-Barre and Scranton, no in-betweens. Coming across I-84 up into Connecticut, up into the mountains of Massachusetts, the Berkshires, Vermont, New Hampshire, and the higher elevations of Maine. Snow, lots of it, winter storm warning. And this will be going on for a couple of days, okay? So you are going to get a bunch of snow. Now, also, the winds are picking up very strong from Nova Scotia on down to Long Island, on down towards New York City. Then we've got, and those are gale force winds, 40-mile-an-hour winds. Then we've got winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour all the way down to Brunswick, Georgia. Again, the cold weather in the south, the snow up into just north of New Jersey, very unsettled weather for the mountains of Maryland, the mountains of West Virginia, very unsettled weather. Kentucky as well. You could get snow there. You could get cold weather. You could get sleet. Just all depends on what is going to transpire here. But you definitely got to keep your eyes in the sky because that's what's going to happen. So, Kyle, we got some bad weather. People have to pay attention to it. Keep your ears on the radio. We'll certainly tell you about it as things change, because I believe they will. Next hour, we'll be telling you about some changes. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and the Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And right now, it's still the month of March. We're almost to the middle of March, but that still means that you can push your points to the max this month. And if you go to pilotflyingj.com, you can download the My Rewards Plus app. And when you do, it means you're going to start seeing more free everything. That means drinks, snacks, merchandise, and much more. Also, earn up to 5 points per gallon when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. So do push your points to the max this March. Go to pilotflyingj.com, find out more, and also for terms and conditions.
It's okay to get smacked as long as you get smacked enough, right?
I suppose so, yes.
Yeah. No smack like an ice cream smack. Well, there you go. But anyway, just throw my sense of humor out there at the moment. And by the way, again, folks, you know, the weather is what it is. You can't change it. So all you can do is allow yourself plenty of time to get from point A to point B. And anybody in the Northeast, if you're going to be late, you know why. It's the weather. And it's what's up in front of you going all the way up into New England and up into Maine. So this isn't just going to be, you know, 50 miles down the road and everything's fine. It's not going to be that way. This is a major nor'easter storm. And in the mountains, I can guarantee you, you'll see a foot and a half or more of snow. So that's the bad part.
Yes, it is. Exactly. Yes.
Yep. All right. Let's see here. We're coming up on our break. I'm going to put you on hold, and folks, we'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. And, of course, that means that we'll be over at the Mission Barbecue today. So I hope you get a chance to stop by, see us, say howdy, howdy, and enjoy some of that great food they got over there, too. But I'll be back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.